Day 98. Modals must not be difficult.
Let's go back to those dualities, Patrick. Those ambiguities we saw last time with must and should, okay?
Fine, Marta. I was going to ask about that anyway.
One way to do this might be for me to conjure up some modal examples and see what you can make of them.
I may have a problem.
If so, you may skip to the next one. See? A duality already. Possibility with the first may. Permission with the second.
And maybe even a third? Remember the movie Star Wars and the famous line, "May the Force be with you?"
Yes. The use of may as a kind of incantation. You amaze me, Patrick. But let's stay with the duality issue for now. Suppose your friend Herb called you for help at 3 a.m. Would you be home?
Yes, of course I would. I'm always home sleeping at that hour.
And if he desperately needed you at 3 p.m. and asked you that morning, would you be home this time?
Well, I have classes in the afternoon, but yes, of course. In this case, I'd make it a point to be at home.
Any difference in meaning between the two woulds?
Well, in the first case, being at home would not be deliberate, since I'm always home sleeping at 3 a.m. In the second case, I'd be making an effort to be at home.
Nice, Patrick.
But what difference does it make, Marta? The modal would or wouldn't doesn't change at all in these examples.
That's certainly true here, but not everywhere. Consider the modal must again. Let's say you're planning to play tennis this afternoon with 3 of your friends. But of course, it mustn't be raining, or must not be raining.
Okay so far.
But it was raining earlier in the day. You look outside now and don't see any more puddles, so...
It must not be raining anymore.
Can you also say, it mustn't be raining anymore?
Not unless the it refers to some rain god.
Yes. For some reason, the contracted form mustn't seems to denote a willful act. You mustn't do that, says a mother to a child.
So, Marta, what's behind this mysterious duality with the modals?
Not so mysterious, Patrick. Take any of the modals, say, may or must or can or should or might. One of their senses is that of permission, obligation, or ability to engage in some action. You may, must, can, should leave, for example. The name often given for this meaning is deontic, from the Greek word meaning binding or needful. The other sense or meaning is one of possibility or necessity. You may, must, can, might be mistaken, for example. The name given for this meaning is epistemic, from the Greek word meaning knowledge or understanding. See what you got me into?
You're amazing, Marta.